good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, November 5th, 2021. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Melody. Keep giggling there. I better go wonder what's going on.
But anyway, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, too.
We're not going to say your name anymore.
No, I hear you. We'll skip that part for a while. That's all right, me.
We're going to have to think of a new. Maybe we'll have a contest. Let's rename Butch.
Just call me Mutt. Folks, that's an inside joke. I'm sorry. But anyway, so how you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
It's a beautiful day. It is down here. It's kind of cool, but it's beautiful.
It's a little chilly here, but it's beautiful. And it was nice when the sun was shining down about 1 o'clock. But once it began to go down a little bit, the chill came in. But it is fall.
It's November.
So
it's November.
I love it. I love it. And we had no falling in gold today. We actually had a nice rise in gold, up $24.80 at $1,817. It's only a buck off the high for the day. So a very good day for gold. Silver, and what's interesting about gold is it was stronger. It was higher, and so was the dollar there for a while. Now, we did see a little bit of reversal in the dollar, but early in morning trade, they were both stronger. So that is very good. Silver is up 35 cents at $24.21. Platinum was up 7 at $1,041. Palladium was up 29 at $2,119. And as I said earlier, the dollar was stronger. What was nice about that with gold being up, they were both trading up. Usually you just see the opposite. Dollar up, gold down, dollar down, gold up. This time you saw them up, so gold is breaking away is my thought. USDX today was down 0.11 at 94.22. Crude oil back up almost $3 at 81.53, back up over that $81 level. Paper markets today, oh, they love the jobs report. The Dow was up 200 points, 36,328. NASDAQ was up 17, 4,697. The NASDAQ was up 31, 15,971. Asian markets were all negative. European markets were all positive. 10-year yield, 1.45, want to drop there, 1.45% for the 10-year yield. And that all this hoopla on the stock markets is mainly because of the October jobs report came in better than expected, which boosted optimism about the economic recovery. And of course, the big reason probably is because there was that new development from Pfizer regarding its easy-to-administer COVID-19 pill, fueled hope for a smooth reopening, further sending shares of airlines and cruise lines operators soaring. So let's get back to the jobs report. October totaled 531,000. Everybody was looking for 450,000. And, of course, they adjusted September's numbers up to 312,000. If you remember, they had initially reported 194,000 previously. So, and again, they increased the August number by a similar amount. So if you can't get the numbers you want, just revise them the next month or the month after. So, yeah. And you know what? I don't understand, Butch, and I've heard the bleeding heart liberals come out and say, oh, well, they can't give these reports because, for one, it just shows the incompetence of government. If they can't get their deadlines in on time to report the numbers in all departments, you know?
Well, that's the advantage of modern math. You make it work any way you want to, you know? It don't have to add up to make any sense. Just make it work the way you want to. Just rework the figures. And, of course, the government would do that without any qualms at all. They have no problem doing that. Obviously, they've done it for years. So just rework the numbers, make it look better, and move on. And who's going to check it? Not the American public as a whole. They never check it. Whatever comes off TV, the boob tube, is gospel to them, so they believe it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not much that they question anymore. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Pfizer shares, they soared 11% after that. Expedia saw its shares roar by 15%. So, although Peloton shares cratered more than 35%, that's a big drop.
After
the fitness platform and maker of the interactive treadmills reported a much larger loss than expected. Of course, they've had issues for a while now. So that was pretty much, and I know you got some information on about the,
Pfizer?
No, about, something.
Well, we'll get to it, whatever it is. It's Friday.
About the labor market. You have something about
Yes. There you go. Yes, I do.
That would be a good segue into that, you know.
Well, I that wasn't first on the list, but if you like.
Well, I got to keep you on your toes.
I know it is Friday.
You don't go by any list.
Starting to kind of slide off here. See, where is the labor market report? I'm looking for it right now.
I mean, I had it if you needed it.
There it is. I had it. I knew I did. 1,450,000. With 1 million, more than 1 million in labor force, not in labor force, for 14 straight month. No job, not looking. Okay. The Labor Department Bureau of Labor Statistics announced on Friday that 100,450,000 people in this country are not in the labor force in October, up 38,000 from the 100,412,000 in September. This is the 14th straight month that this is not in the that this not in the labor force number has remained above 100 million. Persons are neither employed or unemployed, are not in the labor force. Now, let me just repeat that. Persons who are neither employed nor unemployed are not in the labor force. That'll make perfect sense. This category includes retired persons, students, those taking care of children or other family members, and others who are not either working or seeking a job. Among those not in labor force in October, is 1.3 million persons said they were prevented from looking for work due to pandemic. This measure is down from 1.6 million in September. The number of people not in labor force reached a record high of 103,418,000 in April 2020. As the pandemic took hold, and the highest number has been under President Joe Biden, is 100,078,000. Now, I don't know why they would take time to count those who retired. Obviously not in the labor force, and not looking, they're retired. But still, that's a staggering number. We got 330 million people in the country, and over 100 million of them are unemployed. Well, that is, retirement makes sense. A lot of them are frustrated. They're not looking. They're no longer in unemployment, so they don't count it. That doesn't mean that they don't want to be in the labor force. They just quit getting unemployment. They can't find the job they wanted. So I don't know what all this means. It's just a bunch of numbers again. To me, they make a whole lot of sense. Why would they count people, Melody, that are, we'll say, 65 and older who retired as not being in the labor force? What difference does that make?
Well, sometimes you do have people that are retired that do work part-time and so forth.
Well, you do, but I'm saying that in general.
And those younger ones take the positions of the older folks, so you're capturing just the complete population of the country.
Yeah, that's quite a few people. I mean, I'm assume there.
I think that's a lot of people not to be working for this country.
Yeah, really, it is.
And I don't know how many children. I don't know, that probably doesn't include children, but I mean, it does include, you know, incarcerations and people in jail and it's funny the way they list that. These people are not in institutions.
It's amazing how these numbers. I mean, they don't make any sense to me, but I'm just supposed to. I don't run on anything but common sense most times. So I don't. Maybe it's not supposed to make any sense. I have no idea. But this next article we'll hit very quickly here is simply because this man is our senator, one of our senators here in West Virginia, Joe Manchin. Rumors going around that he may be thinking about running for president. I know Joe Manchin personally. I've met with him and talked to him. He's done some things to help our situation and our Christian beliefs. He did. And he said, it's been a couple years ago, he said that the worst day as governor is better than the best day as senator. And I think he's living that nightmare right now because climate change protesters confront Joe Manchin driving Maserati. We want to live, they said. Now, folks, this has been off TV. I'm sure you've seen it. Senator Joe Manchin was loudly confronted by numerous Sunrise Movement climate change activists on Thursday morning. They greeted the West Virginia Labor Senator outside the house. Now, listen to this. They greeted him outside of his houseboat this morning and followed him to his Maserati, according to HuffPost Jennifer Bendery. So apparently he's not necessarily destitute. He got off his houseboat and was going to the Maserati. The activists.
That's what they should be upset about. How much of that is coming from your public taxes? I mean, I'm driving a Maserati and, you know, it's like, hey, you know, hey, if he has a business and he runs it and he earns it, that's fine. You know, but how much of it comes from government money?
All of it does. You know it does. But you have to wonder.
Maserati in a houseboat. Please.
Yeah, a Maserati in a houseboat. Yeah, and a houseboat in D.C.? I don't know. I don't know. I just work here. But you know, I think it's probably worth more than my 2010 Silverado. I imagine. I like my truck. But anyway, the activists were protesting his opposition to the large portions of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, including measures related to climate change. Manchin was heading toward a parking garage as a large group of protesters surrounded him chanting, "We want to live." Well, I just brought that because he is our senator here in West Virginia, and West Virginia gets very little news most times, so I guess that's kind of a headline for us. And he's thinking about changing parties and going to an independent. And he's also rumors have been running for president. I don't know. We will see. But I just thought it was interesting. He went from his houseboat to his Maserati. So he's not necessarily on the lower scale of income-wise, that's for sure. So I bring a point out.
Yeah, and the people are too busy carrying signs about global warming versus, you know, I don't know. It's just...
It's insane.
It doesn't even make any sense anymore, you know?
No, it doesn't. It does not. And I have to be a little bit thankful that he's taking a stand against Biden's budget. Of course, I know it's going to be voted on today, supposedly. We'll talk about that in a minute.
But you know what's irritating about that?
They were
still writing. They were still writing it last night, finishing up the details. And they voted on it this morning? Are you kidding? Oh, so again, who reads it? Who knows what's it? What do you think they put in at the last minute that no one's going to know about?
Until it's too late, if it passes.
Until it's too late.
Now,
they put a lot of things back in that, even Manchin, they put a lot. And folks, there are two bills.
Yes, there are. We're going
to
share
it. It will come to over $3 trillion. And this $1.85 trillion, over 10 years, will be over that many trillions of dollars.
And did you say they already voted on it? Did it pass, or do you know?
It voted this morning. I was watching it this morning, and I didn't follow it through. I was watching the vote. I don't know if it takes all day for them to vote or not. It probably does. Half of them aren't there to vote on it. And it's sad. If they were going to vote on a bill, they should have some sort of legislation or law or just... If you're going to vote... If a bill is coming in to vote, you get your butt down there and do it.
Especially one this serious a bill. This is, folks, I don't need to tell you all this. If this becomes law and it is passed and gets through Senate, talk about inflation, but Biden's bill on brink of House votes, but fights remain. So Democrats in the House appear on the verge of advancing President Joe Biden's $1.85 trillion and growing, domestic policy package alongside a companion $1 trillion infrastructure bill in what would be a dramatic political accomplishment if they push it to passage. The House votes late Thursday, but will be back at early Friday. And the White House scrapped votes late Thursday. And White House officials worked the phones to lock in support for the president's signature proposal. After months of negotiations, House package of the bill will be a crucial step sending to the Senate Biden's ambitious effort to expand health care, child care, and other social services for countless Americans, delivering the nation's biggest investment yet to fight climate change. Now, folks, if you didn't catch that, to expand health care, child care, and other social services, not to mention the climate change fight, That is called socialism. That is communism. Our government was never meant to be involved in anything other than the certain areas that they're allowed to operate in. And now they're literally taking taxpayers' money and turn it into what they want to turn into for a socialistic society, which we already are. We already are. Folks, we're just sinking deeper every year. It's like quicksand. It's like the more you fight, get out of this, the quicker you sink. It started way back with Biden and his Biden-Obama care plan. And even before that, Bill Hillary Clinton tried to do some things the same way. This isn't anything new. It started a long time before I was born, back with Social Security and other benefits, and went into Medicaid, Medicare, HUD. And all. That's all socialism. It is not a government duty, responsibility, or right to take anyone's money to fund something that they don't want to fund. That is not right. It's totally socialistic. But America is a socialist country. And I just watched a video today of Israel, Melody, out of Jerusalem, actually. A very well-recognized news source, the Channel 7 in Israel, said that America is going down, and there's no way that we can defend anyone, even including Israel, in a battle in the Middle East. America is going, that's right out of Jerusalem. America is going down. It's going under. And no point denying that we are. In every way possible, we are. Our empire is crumbling because the empires always do.
Well, let me just update this. This came out 11 minutes ago that the House Dems delay huge social bill planned infrastructure vote. Top Democrats abruptly postpone an expected House vote Friday on a 10-year, $1.85 trillion social and environment measures. Leaders long struggled to balance. I know they were voting on something this morning. I guess they just didn't get it or couldn't get it done. And so lawmakers are set to leave town for a week's break. Oh, God bless them. Aw, they get to go on a break. Oh, Veterans Day next week. And then they
see them a couple weeks after that. Yeah, they get plenty of time.
Yeah, and then they go on holiday for Christmas.
Right.
But they'll come back and say, we're foregoing our Christmas holiday that begins 3 weeks before Christmas for a day or two to get this done. Like, they're really giving up something. Oh, they're just so... they tried to get the approval of both that measure and the infrastructure bill today, and I guess it didn't happen, so they withdrew it. They were voting on something this morning. I saw it, you know, maybe it wasn't this, maybe it was some other bill. But anyway, we can't withdraw this. We're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back from the break, and thank you for joining us. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Ball, and we were talking about, I did say that right, didn't I?
You did.
We were talking about the bill, you know, the Democrats' bill, the infrastructure bill, and here's a headline that goes in part with that. And I don't think you had this. Pharmaceutical industry is likely to shatter its lobbying record as it works to shape the Democrats' spending bill. Okay? The pharmaceutical industry. This is no big surprise, but Representative Andy Kim out of New Jersey, Democrat, began noticing mailers arriving at homes across his district, including his own, that of his parents, with an alarming message. The mailers alleged that Kim was intent on preventing Medicare patients from getting the drugs that they needed. And that's what's going to happen. When you sign a bill and you have government trying to control the pricing of medications, that will happen. But so again, you have these pharmaceutical companies, and they're lobbying like no other, and it's just you know, it's just amazing.
Well, they certainly have the money to do it with. We know that.
Yeah. But so it's yeah. I mean, it, I mean, if they do anything, they should outlaw lobbyists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree.
That's not going to happen. They make too much money off of them.
That's exactly right. Too many kickbacks.
Yeah.
And too many favors.
Yeah.
Well, while doing all that, the article where global food prices hit fresh decade high in October. And I know this is repeat over and over about every day, it seems like. But, folks, this does affect us. This is something that this is going to go on. And it's something we can't kick the habit of. At least I can't, and then not very long. But in October, global food prices continued climbing higher for the third straight month, hitting fresh decade highs, led by vegetable oils and cereals. Higher food costs contribute to more inflationary pressures for the working poor, central banks, and governments. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization Food Price Index, which tracks a basket of food commodities, averaged 133.2 in October, up 3.9 points from September, and 31.8 points. I mean, 31.3% from October. So that's a huge jump, folks. 31.3% from October 2020. The index has risen three consecutive months and is now at a new decade high. Could hit record highs in 2022. And I'd say that's certainly true because along with his next article ties in that American opinion on U.S. economy is deteriorating. I mean, the inflation woes, new poll finds. No doubt. American opinions in the U.S. economy have soured noticeably in the past month. A new poll finds with nearly half expecting economic conditions to worsen the next year. And Mel, you know, I think it's an understatement. I don't know this, but I sense that this winter is going to be something different. Getting through the end of the first of next year, this winter next year. Especially if Biden pushes, which we'll discuss in a minute, his vaccination mandate. Just 35% of Americans now call the national economy good, while 65% call it poor, according to a poll by the Associated Press. That's a dip since September when 45% of Americans called the economy good. Returned to about 12 to about where views of the nation's economy stood in January and February when the pandemic was raging across the nation. Deterioration in Americans' economic sentiments comes as the cost of goods is rising nationwide, particularly gas prices, and bottlenecks in the global supply chain have made the purchasing everything from furniture to automobiles more difficult. The Labor Department reported earlier this month that consumer prices in September rose 5.4%. Now remember, folks, you multiply that by 3 to find close to the right number. So we're talking 16%, okay, at least. The largest one-year increase since 2008. So 5.4%, multiply by 3, you'll get you close to the right average. So we're talking 15-16% inflation that we can pretty much take to the bank. Maybe more than that, we don't see it right now. But whatever the government tells you, multiply 3 times at least. So, Millie, that's quite an increase, is it not?
It certainly is. And, you know, I think we do talk about it every day, but I too think it's important because it tells us what government is not telling us. And it kind of just proves how they lie and distort the truth just to promote their agenda. And maybe to some degree, you know, you could argue the point, you know, but no, it's so there's a lot of people out there that are hurting, but they're never mentioned. They're never talked about.
No. Yeah. No, they're not. And if this were on things that we could, if it's just on cars or luxury items perhaps, or jewelry, or even clothing sometimes, we could do without a lot of that. But then we talk about fuel for our cars to travel back and forth to work in, to heat our homes with, and food. Yeah, all these things we have to have. These are not luxuries, folks. These are things that we can cut back on to a certain extent, but you just can't do without. So this is why it hurts. The car went up 20% this year. I'm not going to buy a new car. If I bought one, I'd be using it anyway. But I don't care. If they go up 30%, I'm going to try to hang with the one I got, at least till it quits running. But when it comes to food, you can only stretch it so far. When it comes to heat, how cold do you want to get? These are things that people don't stop and think about. Even Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey says hyperinflation will happen soon in the U.S. and the world. Jack Dorsey says hyperinflation will happen soon in the U.S. and the world. He said inflation is here to stay. We'll be more persistent. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey weighed in on this escalating inflation in the U.S., saying things are going to get considerably worse. And folks, I'm not being doom and gloom. I'm being reality here. This is happening. Hyperinflation is going to change everything, Dorsey tweeted Friday. It's happening. The tweet comes with consumer price inflation running near a 30-year high in the U.S. and growing concern that the problem could be worse than policymakers have anticipated. On Friday, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell acknowledged that inflation pressures are likely to last longer than previously expected, noting that they could run well into next year. The central bank leader added that he expects the Fed soon to begin pulling back on the extraordinary measures it has provided to help keep the economy. Critics say they have stoked the inflation run. They did. The Fed has stoked the inflation run with all these bailouts of people. And whether it name or not is not the point. When the Fed prints money and there's nothing to back it, folks, it causes inflation. And people like Dorsey's not an idiot. He says hyperinflation is here. It's starting right now. And it's going to affect us, and it is. God only knows what's going to happen this year when it comes to heat prices and fuel prices and food prices. I don't know. I really don't have all the details. I just know that we're looking down the barrel of a 12-gauge shotgun and the hammers are cocked. We better pay attention to what's coming down the pike, folks. This is things that whether they're intended, which I believe a lot of them are, or not intended, whether they were man-made or just happenstance, which I doubt very seriously. But if they're man-made or not, makes no difference. It still gets you where it hurts, right in your pocket. And I, for one person, can tell you that things are getting tighter on the budget I have. They're getting very tight. So this is the way it is. And a lot more people are a lot worse off than I am. But it's getting tight. So any comments on that, Melody?
You know, you said something about a budget, your budget. And,
right.
You know, I think so many people anymore in the world we live in today, Do they have budgets? Because we've got credit cards. So, you know, we had people who paid. I mentioned this the other day on a program. People have paid during the money that they got from the government during the pandemic. And they were paid off, supposedly, their bills and their credit cards. So they were, you know, I'm sure they that wasn't a large percentage, but, you know, so do we really live in the budget like we're supposed to anymore, you know?
Well, you know, when you think about this, too, from a different viewpoint, if you're making a say, bringing in $2,000 a month, I just had a round figure in my head, and inflation goes up 15%,
mm-hmm.
and your earnings don't go up 15%, you have to cut somewhere. So if you have a budget, you got to reset the budget, don't you?
Or use your credit cards.
Well, that's the point. You don't want. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm talking to people that don't do that. That's common sense that you don't.
Well,
want
I know
to
you're not supposed to do that, but that's what many people do.
People do that, people but that just makes it worse in the long run because they got to pay that off anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, somebody years ago told me one time, I believe maybe you years ago said you should never use credit to buy something that you're going to consume. You know, something that's like food or gasoline. Unless you can pay it off, you know, right at the end of the month, every month, like,
right? You have to pay it off.
So to put on a credit card and then no, you can't pay it. Only worse is the deal. But if somebody had a $2,000 budget and the price go up $150 more a month than it was last month or whatever, it's hard to readjust your budget. Or cut back on food, on heat, or maybe eating out. What to cut back on? And you only have so many things you cut back on until you have nothing left to cut on. People, as we know, I know this money for years, people right now are choosing between heat and fuel. Heat and food. You know that.
And wait till medications.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, it's out of sight. Oh, it's out of sight. Folks, we're just taking the care. But latest threat and supply chain nightmare is a storm season at sea. I never thought about this because I've never been on the ocean at all. There's not many oceans in West Virginia, but close to 160 vessels are waiting to enter the Long Beach and Los Angeles port complex. Some mega-sized container ships carrying as much as 500,000 tons of everything from consumer goods to factory inputs. The buildup of a cargo side, the main U.S. gateway for Chinese exports, is contributing to goods shortages and price hikes ahead of the Christmas shopping season. But a new worry is bubbling up for the port gridlock. The area's storm season has already been underway, will bring high winds and choppy seas, potentially leading to accidents among ships jostling for space. Ships waiting to use the port of Los Angeles hit 14 days at anchorage this week, about the same amount of time it takes to cross the Pacific, according to port data. Before the pandemic, it was rare for a ship to be at anchor at all, Phillips Thankford, port spokesman, said by email. A combination of stormy weather and congested waterways had become so critical that the U.S. Coast Guard issued a winter weather advisory on Thursday, requesting, among other things, that large ships remain 3 nautical miles apart from each other, be prepared to deploy a second anchor when winds are strong, and keep their engines on standby. I never thought about storms at sea like that. But, yeah, it's a good point. They can't be bumping into each other in choppy seas. And they never had a backup on this before, according to the, you know, it's rare for a ship to be waiting at port to unload. So the 160 vessels waiting to unload right now. Wow. No, that's quite different, isn't it? Quite different from none at all to 160.
I know. It was just last week it was 100, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it because I said it takes 4 to 5 days to empty some of those big cargo vessels to take those containers off. 4 to 5 days for 160.
Well, I was at the gym today with going to the gym. I try to go a few times a week, and I watched TV screen. I was doing some bicep work and looked up at the screen, and they were talking about empty shelves in stores on mainline TV. Now they're talking about empty shelves in stores. So it's making the mainline news now that yes, there's some shortages in the grocery stores. It's not just here, folks. It's worldwide. But I don't know. I was kind of shocked to see that on TV. I don't know if it's going to cause people to rethink things or what. But whatever station that was is admitting that, well, yes, there are shortages of groceries in some of these stores. Maybe we should rethink our plans for the future. Folks, I hope and pray you're stocking up on a few things. I really mean that. I do. It doesn't be anything fancy. Just a little bit of variety so you don't get tired of the same thing over and over. But things that you can store that are easy to store are beans and rice and maybe some vegetables, but even in cans the last 5 or 6 years at least. But put them up. It doesn't hurt. If you don't need them right now, eat them later. And if you're going to depend on your paper to take care of you through all this, your paper money, you're in for a rude awakening, I'm afraid. Very rude awakening. Matter of fact, they're discussing now, and we already knew this was going to happen. There's been discussed that they will raid 401ks and IRAs to fund what the government wants to do. They will take your money right out of the bank. Now, Mel, we know that's going to happen sooner or later. Your retirement funds are too pretty to them to not to want to take, aren't they?
I've been saying that a long time. You really think government's going to let you walk away with all that money?
And there's trillions and trillions of debt,
and there's trillions and trillions of dollars sitting there. It's not a hard decision.
Get it out of paper, please. Make a wise decision. Get something in your hand. If it's in the bank, I don't care if it's in a safety deposit box. It's not yours. Until it's in your hand, somewhere in your home, in a safe or something, then it's at least closer to being yours. If you got a safety deposit box, believe me, they do raid those. We shared a story months ago about that. They will raid them and take what's out of them. They can even confiscate it because they won't know that's not drug money. You got to prove it. Now, that's really a sad situation where they can raid your savings and accuse you of selling drugs to get it. That takes a lot of gall. It's just evil, is all I can say. But they do it. They do it. Anything to add to that, Melody?
No.
You're done.
Okay. I'm done for the day. take it away. Take it away, Butch.
Take it away. Well, this is something. If you need a job, I got one for you. And it pays pretty good. Town's offering up to $200 an hour.
How about that?
Due to snowplow driver shortage. There's a shortage of snowplow drivers in towns across Massachusetts, and some are now offering to pay big bucks for this winter. Last year, a shortage of plow drivers meant some major roads were not completely cleared. In order to get ahead of the problem, several communities are offering a big pay incentive for those who have their own trucks. Watertown's offering $200 an hour. Worcester and Lowe are $155 an hour, and the cheapies are Clemsford and Sandwich, $135 an hour. Now, that's pretty good money. I mean, 8 hours of work, $1,600. That's 2 weeks' pay for most people or more. So, there you go, folks. Move to Massachusetts and get your job plowing snow. Take your truck with you and go make some extra money.
And I think that's even more than what the government unemployment pays, right? That's more?
I would think so, yes. I mean, $200 an hour is big bucks to me, I tell you that. But anyway, okay.
There's the music, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago, Butch. I remember that, this is out of Reuters, that Kroger, they were going to take Bitcoin. Oh, well, how's that going to work? I was always kind of, you know. But now they're coming out and say it wasn't true.
That's right.
Yeah. Kroger is looking for the publication of a fake press release claiming the acceptance of Bitcoin Cash at its stores after becoming the second major retailer in recent weeks to get entangled in a crypto hoax. The release, which said the grocer would accept the cryptocurrency this holiday season, appeared on Kroger's investment relation page, and then it was later deleted. So it's you never know what you get off the internet. And but hey, that was how many more of those fake releases? Walmart was subject to a cryptocurrency hoax in September, when a fake press release was published announcing a partnership between the world's largest retailer and Litecoin. I mean, we talked about it. The news had briefly sent prices of the little known cryptocurrency surging. Now, I told people, I said, that ain't going to happen. I didn't buy that one. You know, that one I didn't buy. And so that's what's under the cryptocurrencies. A lot of fake news.
Well, crypto, Bitcoin, I guess, is still doing pretty well. But crypto itself has hit some real rough bumps here lately. And I expect it to get a lot worse. I really do. But, you know, you're talking about the businesses doing certain things. And Amazon, this article, I just read it. I have to go up my memory. Amazon's going to offer free drugs and some other incentives to shop at their cashless checkouts. Now, I don't know what all that means. I just saw the headline and move on. But Amazon's going to offer free drugs and other gifts, I guess, if you just shop at their cashier checkout. No cashier checkout. So I don't know, whatever it takes. But I guess it has a good idea. And I do want to share something I never get to do very often. I want to share a cute little joke. I know you're going to like this one. You're a tough audience, but I want to share it anyway before we go back to bad news. Little boy walked up to his dad. He's 4 years old and said, Daddy, I'm going to get married. His daddy said, really, son? Who you going to marry? He said, I'm going to marry Grandma. She loves me and I love her, and she's the best cook I know. And Daddy thought, man, so, son, there's one problem. She's my mommy. You can't marry my mommy. He said, Daddy, why not? You marry mine. That was a good joke, Mel. You enjoyed that one. Oh, well, I just see a little guy figuring that out.
But anyway.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a comedian in your place. I'd starve to death. Now, back to serious stuff.
I provide the sound effects. Go ahead.
Do what now?
I will provide the sound effects.
I hear you. White House flip-flops again. Illegal alien immigrants could get government payouts. Now, I'm going to read this and make a few comments along the way, because this, it doesn't make a whole lot of, well, some of the things you'll hear doesn't make a lot of sense. Illegal immigrants who were separated from family members by U.S. border agents could get money from the government in a potential lawsuit settlement, the White House said Thursday. Directly rebutting President Joe Biden's comments a day prior, White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that reported payoffs could happen. Now listen to this statement. Amelia wants to tell me how it makes sense. If it saves if it saves taxpayer dollars and puts the disastrous history of the previous administration's use of zero tolerance and family separation behind us, the president's perfectly comfortable with the Department of Justice settling with the individuals and families who are currently in litigation with the U.S. government, she said during her brief in Washington. If it saves taxpayer dollars, let's give them $450,000 apiece. Please explain to me, Melody, how that saved me money.
Let me try the new math.
I mean, they actually say these things. Does anybody not catch it? I mean, she said this, in a nice little meeting. I mean, if it saves taxpayer dollars and puts a history behind us, these people are illegal. I don't care whether they're separated or not. Parents from children, it's not. It's listen, folks. They decided on their own. The parents decided. We don't. You don't pay criminals for committing crimes. Biden, speaking on November 3rd, told a reporter that reports his administration was mulling such payments were garbage, and it's not true. But the next day, he was rebutted by his deputy press secretary. Wow, I wonder who can be confused here. Well, Biden went on to say, this is Biden, not me, $450 per person. He left off a few zeros. It isn't funny, but the poor guy's mind is slipping. You know?
Did he say that?
He didn't say that. $450 per person. Is that what you're saying? Biden asked. That's not going to happen. $450 a person sounds a lot better to me, Joe, than $450,000. But anyway, that drew a response from the American Civil Liberties Union, whose lawyers are working on the case in question. President Biden may not have been fully briefed about the actions of his very own Justice Department as it carefully deliberated and considered the crimes committed against thousands of families separated from the children as an intentional government policy. Anthony Romero, the group's executive director, said in a statement. Jean-Pierre said Biden was merely reacting to the reported figure of $450,000 per person. So he had the numbers wrong. But why is it? I'm still trying to figure this out. How is it a crime to arrest somebody who's breaking the law? How is it a crime? If they were separated from the parents, I don't know what the reason could be. That's not the point. They're the ones coming to the country illegally. Why is it a crime? Why am I paying them, rewarding them with almost $500,000 because they broke law? Man, Melly, explain that to me. Somebody's got to make sense out of this. I don't understand.
Oh, well, I've been fired up on that ever since the first headline came out a couple of days ago, or last week, whenever it was. It's like, are you kidding me? And that's per person. So, they're millionaires. Half of that's all going to go back to Mexico or whatever country they're from.
At least,
it's not
yes.
To stay in the States. But, yes. I mean, that's not even the issue. The issue is them getting the money. And you know what? I was watching... I think it was the five. It was after work. You know, they've got, I don't know, four conservatives, and then they always have the token liberal on there. Last night, the token liberal was Geraldo. And he was in this discussion with, I don't know, is a judge, one of those judges. And I was listening to him. He thinks it's a great idea. He thinks these people should be paid. After what we did to them. And they have every right.
They have a right.
They have every right to sue the government and get this money. And I'm thinking, I can't think with how they come about that. Like you said, how can they feel that these people deserve and then also become citizens? In front of everybody else that waits in line, does the right thing. It's like, I don't know how anybody can defend that.
Well, they're completely.
But you know what? What comes after that is reparations.
Oh yes,
that's right behind it.
Well, we've been bringing them in for years, giving them homes, Social Security benefits, free medical care. And even the citizens of this country don't get that. The ones who pay the taxes don't get it. How come they get it? They haven't contributed one dime to this country. Folks, we got to stop. We got to start bringing, stand up to people that say these insane, make these insane statements and make a point that they didn't pay a penny for this. How come they deserve it?
And somebody said on one of those programs, a serviceman who gets killed in action gets $400,000. The wife gets $400,000 as a life insurance, $400,000. That's less
than what they're getting.
Than what these illegal aliens would get. And not only that, the illegals get $450,000 per person.
And
so, you know,
free housing and medical, too. Free housing, medical, and everything else, I'm sure, too.
Yeah. And here you have a man who lost his life fighting for this country, and he gets far less. Most of them come back. Look what they've done to the Vietnam vets. Look at all the, some of these vets, the suicide rates and so forth. And yet these people come into this country illegally, and they leave millionaires.
I totally agree.
How does that work? How does that work?
Because they're unsets of our country and doing a good job of it. And here's another one Biden's going to move in, apparently. Employers who break Biden's incoming vaccine rules could be fined $13,600 per employee, another $136,000 for willful violation. Now, folks, if this is kicked into force, if they try to do this, there's going to be a mass exodus come January from job places. And you're going to see a nation go down in flames. The Biden administration plans hefty fines for companies that will fail to comply with the COVID vaccine and testing mandates after they come into force on January 4th. Now, folks, we're talking about a couple months away.
Yeah, but one thing, Butch, before, let me interrupt you.
Yes,
he did extend that. That was earlier, and he had to extend it to January. So that gives you an idea of the fight that they had to extend it into January. So
January 4th, yes, okay.
Yep.
Each employee who breaks a rule will cost their bosses. Now listen to this: each employee who breaks a rule will cost their bosses $13,653 per violation, with heavier fines up to $136,532 for willful violations. The full text then says the rules require that employees, companies with more than 100 staff have to get vaccinated against COVID-19, will be tested weekly for the disease and wear a mask at work. The rules and their enforcement are being overseen by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The mandate applies to 84.2 million workers and 1.9 million private sector companies. Workers at nursing homes and other healthcare workers at organizations that participate in the Medicare and Medicaid programs must also get vaccinated by the date. For these workers, there is no testing option. So Jim Frederick, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Labor, OSHA, told CBS, we know that the vast majority of workplaces will be in compliance. No. They know. The companies may go in compliance, but the workers are not going to. This will not fly. And Melody, if this is forced on the people, don't you foresee a mass economic collapse coming if people aren't going to do it?
You know, it's really sad that it's come down to this, that this is just another way that everyone, it just divides even more.
Sure.
Now you're even dividing employees with the employers and those, you know, and it's just, I mean, it really is. I'm for a loss of words. Shouldn't be, because I'm on a radio.
Well, five-year-olds soon have to show vaccine cards in San Francisco. Will have to show vaccine cards, get in restaurants and entertainment venues and public health, I mean, other places and sporting
it's
events.
It's insanity.
And it is insanity. But maybe on the good side, there are some entrepreneurs out there, according to Goldstein, said burgeoning business of black market vaccine cards. So some people are going to make some money from doing this. They're going to start making fake vaccine cards, start their own little business on the side. Now, I know we're laughing, folks, but it really isn't funny. When we come to the point where five-year-olds have to show a passport to get into a restaurant, and they're going to start a business up with us, people are going to start making fake cards because of Biden's insanity. Now, don't blame him. Trump started Operation Warp Speed. He had the whole idea started before Biden ever got in office. But this is what we're facing in America, and this will cause chaos. The world's in chaos. Nations like Australia are already under martial law, literally under martial law. America is heading down the same road as fast as time will take it. We're going to pay illegal immigrants almost $500,000. Will we inconvenience them? We're going to make businesses pay fines if they don't make the workers get vaccines. Workers already all across the country in healthcare, police forces, garbage disposal, everywhere are saying no. And it's starting to back up on the people. They can't even find drivers to pile snow. So this is where we're headed for. And this is coming this winter. In the coldest part of the winter, January and February, we can see things happen in this country that we never dreamed possible. Not just the way it is. So are we going to sit back and say nothing and do nothing? Are we going to play the game right on into the end? And go along, get along? I don't know. But I, for one, have a hard time thinking about parents giving their child, a five-year-old child, a vaccine or something that's not even tested on animals. It just doesn't make any sense to me, Melody. About out of time. I guess you better close it up here, huh?
No, but I mean, you know, you hear the mantra, you know, it's all for the children, and it's I don't know. I never thought we'd get here, but we're here.
Yeah.
And we're also out of time, so we're here also. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.